Well, hello, Patrick.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really good, really good. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Very well deserved. Silo is one of my favorite series of this past year, and I can't wait for season two to drop. The main titles, those opening titles, are so beautiful. The story that they tell as we go from the sun and we see trees and we see the apple falling from a tree could metaphorically speak to, as we watch the series, as we watch season one, some of those people. The apple didn't fall too far from the trees with some of them. But you take us through the silo, going down from light down into the darkness, down into the bowels, and then exploding at the end with a fireball of sun. It is just so exquisitely done. Where did you even begin? How did you develop this beautiful opening? And that part of this is so exquisite, where you have the sequence of the people running in circles, and it's pyramided, almost like a wedding cake, representing them on the stairs, going round and round and round. And it is so beautiful. It's a great contrast to how you've already started taking us on the journey of the silo, going from top and going down. It is so impactful watching this. And the pacing that you've chosen for this title sequence, there's a languidity, a fluidity to it that is so beautiful that you can't help but look at it and keep looking at it. How difficult was the pacing of the main title sequence and working with the music? Did you get the music first? Did you come up with the title sequence and then music was made to fit it? How did that come together? Because it's a beautiful marriage.
Look, it's always a back and forth, I find, with the music. So I think we had done some early visual tests, and then we shared that with the music team from the show, and they created something, and they sent that back, and then we adjusted the visuals to fit to that, and then they make adjustments. I mean, I find anything involving animation, the music and the audio is more than half of the audience's experience, I think. And so the more we can work hand in glove with that team to create something together, the stronger the result, I think. There's no overstating how important the music is to title sequences.
Now, in this title sequence, we also see transitionary color scheme. Obviously, as the deeper we go into the silo and we get down into the engine and the furnace, obviously that red hot color becomes very prominent. But how did you go about doing your color gradation going as you went through this title sequence?
Well, the good thing with main titles is that you really have a lot of control over the colors. And I find that audiences really love being starved of certain colors and then rewarded with them later in the piece. So, you know, we lent into this kind of very muted yellow color scheme for, you know, the first at least two-thirds of the piece. And then I think people are really primed to get a bit of a thrill out of it when when that warmer, more saturated, orangey-red color kind of comes through before the climax of the sequence. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I like about working in such a sort of abstract design kind of space is that we do get to use color in such a symbolic way.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's almost like a cloud at the way the color shows up, and it's just so beautifully done. Interesting with these titles, talk to me about the topography that you chose for the size and the style of the lettering of the credits and the placement on the screen.
That's really interesting with having the credits on there. We've really found over the years that it, you know, because often when we're making drafts, we don't have the credits on there.
Right.
And it's such a, you know, seemingly small element. It's amazing the way it completely changes the way you read an image. The image feels a little sort of empty and too abstract. And as soon as you put that finishing touch of the credits in, it just kind of signposts to the viewer that this is design that you're looking at, that it's not to be taken too literally, and it makes the whole thing feel like it comes together. It's a really fascinating step of the process. That something that is in terms of screen real estate is so small, has such a profound impact on the way you read the credit, the way you read the image.
I love the fact that the actual titles, the names, the letters, all of that, you keep your images in centered, and then the credits themselves are placed off to the sides in the various corners. And I found that very interesting. So you keep us honed in on what the essence of the show is going to be for us. And I really like that.
Yeah, the challenge for us was always to show life and not just stone and concrete. And so we just tried to find in as many cases as possible, like how we could render humanity into these images that could otherwise feel very cold, you know, and I think that's why we went for the warmth of the yellow. That's why we have this kind of the streaks of the people and this, you know, wherever you could show the living things inside this space as opposed to just the space, we tried to do that
visual influences? Obviously, Morton and Graham had their ideas for what they were looking for. Were there any specific visual references that you turned to for inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. We start every title sequence with a huge visual research process. Sometimes we pull 10,000 images from different things. We look at photography, we look at art, we look at architecture. Of course, we looked at a lot of brutalist architecture for this. We looked at a lot of time-lapse photography. We looked at a lot of nature photography. Ant colonies and insect colonies and cave systems and subterranean life. We looked at a lot of time lapses of plants growing and seedlings growing and natural world and natural beauty images and sketches. We looked at the structure of DNA. And for us, it's really about getting the widest spread of possible influences to inform each title sequence so that it feels as unique to that show as possible.
Well, I have to say, I love the time lapse of the seedlings starting to sprout. It took me back to elementary school, when one of the first things that you learn about science is you plant a little seed and you watch it grow. So I really enjoyed that. Just tickled me, seeing that come to life within this title sequence. Now, how long is the process for you to create a title sequence like the one for Silo?
It's typically about 6 months from when we first get the scripts through to when we deliver the finished picture. You know, obviously there's a lot of technical work that goes into rendering the CGI and prepping the images, and then prior to that, there is a lot of conceptual work, a lot of talking with Graham and Morton about the story, and a lot of research, and a lot of time spent drawing storyboards and sketches to try and plan out the journey. So it's about typically 6 months from start to finish.
What made you say yes to this particular project?
There was a couple of things. What is really thrilling from my point of view is we get to come in right towards the end of what's been a very long process that began really when Hugh Howey put pen to paper. It's been through so many hands, and by the time it reaches us, there is such a rich well of drama and character and story and information for us to tap into, and that's just really exciting as an artist, being able to Bead was a formative picture for me in the 90s. I love The Last Castle. There's so many of his films and television shows that have been so exciting to watch for me, and so I was just such a fanboy and was just thrilled to report that he is a very generous collaborator, incredibly talented and intelligent showrunner, and just a really super nice guy. So that was a big thrill for me.
I'm right there with you with an appreciation for Graham's work and Morton's. So to have them both work on this together, I would have jumped at this too, I think, Patrick.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt very privileged to get to work with them both. And if you ever have a chance to interview him, jump at it. He's a lovely man.
Had you read any of the Silo series, any of Howie's the three books, the initial three books in the series, or the graphic novel?
I was aware of them, but I hadn't read them when the guys first came, and it was a great excuse to dive in, and I found them absolutely compelling.
Now, the big question, we know season two is coming. Is there going to be a new main title sequence for season two?
Oh, I couldn't possibly say.
Can you say whether you did it? You can't say that either. Well, job very, very well done, Patrick. This, as I said, this is a beautiful title sequence. That's the word for it. It's beautiful. It's fluid. It's languid. It has.
Sophie, thank you so much.
It has life to it. And fingers crossed for Emmy Awards. And hopefully I'll get to speak with you again in the future sometime.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Patrick.